Hi guys, I said in the last episode that we weren't ending the episode, and then we did. Yeah, we did do that. We're here now. Jordan and Campbell have new characters, so I'm gonna pat Jordan, you go first. Say the name of your new guy and what he does.
I'm Jordan, also Gortvir, and he's a vampire fly.
Okay, now Campbell. Now Campbell.
I play Patriot, and now I play Raish, who is a little gecko or lizard.
Gizzard.
Same thing. Yeah, he's a.
We haven't decided yet.
He's a gizzard.
He's a gizzard. No, he's not a gizzard. That's a thing. But actually, just
damn it, Campbell.
Oh shit.
That disconnected. Duke, please.
What?
How long was that disconnected?
What?
What's the last thing you heard Campbell say?
So I wasn't paying attention at all.
I didn't hear Campbell say anything.
Okay.
I'm calling the phone to Campbell.
So, hi.
Campbell, I play Raish now, who is a lizard and a rogue. Here is your dungeon master.
Okay. We're going to play this game now that I said we weren't going to end, but then ended, and now we're playing again. We got pizza. Eric's here also. He plays gummy.
You're gone.
Yeah.
We didn't get my sensual gong from earlier.
You know, fuck your sensual gong. Alright. It was so good. The audience doesn't get it, though. That's just for us. All right, Jordan, you again look like a hacker from a movie when they show the hacker scene. You're that guy.
I love the hacker with the lamp in the background. They always show that.
Jordan, what color is the orb? It's very imperative.
Blumbo.
You can see the color.
Motherfucker, the lamps in the background look blue. Oh, true. Yeah, Jordan. Audience doesn't know that. Is it amateur hour over there?
Oh, you're right. You're right. It's blue.
It is blue.
The audience, the color is blue.
All right. Duke is hanging himself. All right. So in the last episode, what happened is you guys escaped through the kitchen sliding door. Some of you. Keith and Patriot did not make it, unfortunately, due to some unstoppable.
I don't know what happened, honestly.
Eric doesn't know what happened either.
Eric wasn't in control. Gummy was in control.
Gummy did nothing wrong.
When I play video games that aren't video games, and actually tabletop games over video.
Hey, pink and squishy.
I'm sorry.
Alright, we're gonna play now. So you exit out into this massive grass forest. And, huh? Duke is not here.
He's fucked up. That's how
he did. He did just do that. Yeah.
Like Jordan did.
Now Jordan usually says something at least in the chat.
Oh, that's true. He says something in the chat.
No. Oh, no. Come on. I thought they were home.
Well,
there he is. Why didn't you say anything,
Duke? Duke is back now.
Yo, what's up? I'm back.
Duke is back now. So, you just got outside. You exit out into this massive green forest after sliding through the crack in the and now you are in this endless expanse of green spikes. Dolly,
are you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm hearing that. You are like repeating,
going back in time.
What are you talking about?
Like, yeah, Dolly, do you have any? Do you have any? Do you have any? It was like that. It was not good.
Is it still doing it?
No, right now it's not.
Is it going?
It's echoing a bit. We can hear ourselves through your microphone a tiny bit.
Damn it.
Fucking brave.
All right. Is this better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. A little bit.
What? I don't know exactly what I'm looking at besides grass.
Exactly. You were looking at nothing but grass.
Well, I'm pretty sad about Patriot and Keith, Bill.
Yeah, nobody's even like, nobody's acknowledged it in character. Not even Gummy, who is kind of at fault for.
He was.
Oh, that's fair. All right. Does Gummy have anything to say? It is just you two. It is just Gummy. Or no, Saren's there. Saren's alive.
I'm alive.
Does Saren have anything to say?
No.
Okay.
I was thinking, but no.
Right. So, where is there to go but through? So, you guys step forward into this jungle, pretty much.
I have something to say.
Oh, you don't need to raise your hand.
Can I speak, please?
Yeah.
So, Saren traveled through this area before, right?
Yes. That's
with
why.
Gummy. With so, Gummy. Does Gummy remember anything? I feel like that would be highly unlikely.
One second. D&D Beyond, baby!
Making
I'm
a history check?
History check?
Should I make a history check too?
Yes.
I got a 20.
Wait, did you already roll this?
I like how my face is like two different colors with the hat.
History, -2. Woo, 9. Let's go.
I got a 20. Don't need to worry.
All right, Saren, you remember every follicle of grass. No, that's not the word, probably.
Blade.
You remember every blade of
grass.
That'd
be actually a little scary if they were follicles.
Okay. Yet to be seen.
So do I remember, like, what's in this lawn that I recall?
So, a bit forward and about an hour's walk is where you will approach a puddle, which is more like a swampland type area.
Okay.
You know also that there is a civilization a bit ahead, and that's where you guys stopped and met some nice folk who helped you along your way.
Ahead of us is a civilization that we stopped at.
Yes.
Oh, me and Gummy stopped at.
Yeah.
Okay. Then let's head there, I guess.
All right. So, who is going to? Who wants to be the 100?
I did it last time, and it killed two people. So.
Eric, I'm gonna get Eric.
Hey guys, it's Eric. It's the 100 man. That's a D20. Okay. He wanted. I got me. Ooh, so close. 66. That feels evil.
Huh?
I got 66.
Oh, God. All right.
I don't want to know.
All right.
Every roll.
No, you can't re-roll. You have to get what you're given.
You know, I was rolling my dice, and this doesn't look like my rolling dice motion.
Yeah. Maybe get a new motion for that.
Yeah.
Maybe side to side. No, that's worse. Okay.
Maybe like in a circular motion? There's no way.
When you're jerking 9 dicks at once.
A dick circle?
A dick circle.
The truest circle jerk of them all.
I hate you. I hate you.
All right, so what's 66 get us?
66 is actually kind of relevant. So up ahead is... What? Fuck you. Up ahead to your left, after about 37 minutes of walking, is...
Ignore it.
37 minutes of walking, exactly. Exactly 37 minutes.
All right.
This is important. Keep this in mind. You see an anthill up above, and you hear a strange sort of echoing out through the mound of it.
Okay.
And you see one of the ants kind of patrolling out. He's got a spear in his hands, and he's walking out of the mound. And he looks kind of frantic.
I can only have four limbs, though.
We'll get there.
Okay. Do we have to pass through them to get where we're going?
That is up to you guys. It is Dungeons and Dragons.
Let's try and go around, buds. Buddies. Palios. Buckaroonies.
This is a new voice. Oh.
Alright. Alright. So,
I know Gummy, this.
Gummy shouts, hello, and the ant, fuck, the ant, okay, the ant looks terrified to see this, and he starts running at you. He's running at you, and he's got a spear, so what do you guys do?
Can I cast Grease under him?
Please.
No, wait, no. I don't want to do that. Gavin, what's your rules on Minor Illusion? Are they similar to Catapult?
How would they be similar to Catapult?
Because Minor Illusion is also weight-based. Or, sorry, not Minor Illusion. Did I say Minor Illusion? I meant Mage Hand.
Mic issues. Yeah.
Mage Hand?
In the sense that it's like a cantrip, yeah.
It works the same as Catapult.
Yeah.
Weight-wise.
5 pounds.
That's a lot of pounds for our weight.
God damn it, you know what I mean. Everything is obviously scaled down.
Okay, I'm just asking, because you didn't scale Catapult normally.
Okay, well, I meant to.
Okay.
Anyways, before you fucking grease this hoe up, I'm gonna...
I said I'm not doing that.
Is that mute? Hello?
Is it blinking?
No.
Then no.
Okay. I go,
wait. To the ant. Alright, the ant stops, and he, like, kind of stumbles a little bit, but he catches himself with two of his other legs, and he's like, fucking, I need help. Help, please, God! And he, like, throws his spear to the ground. Like, please help me!
Can I look around for God?
It's me, God! In your ass!
Oh my God! So the ant is now horrified after hearing the voice of God speak to him in his mind.
Yeah, speaking to him in his mind,
eh? So he picks up his spear and jams it through his own skull.
What? He commits suicide after hearing the voice of God?
Yes.
He killed himself after he God heard his prayer and he killed himself?
I mean,
yes.
Can you imagine?
What the fuck?
Can you imagine?
That makes no sense.
No, I mean, it kind of does make sense.
It kind of does make sense. If
can you
literal...
imagine hearing the voice of your divine being? Yeah. Something in... entirely incomprehensible inside your own brain.
I don't know if I'd go straight to killing myself, though.
This is not gonna
suicide seems like a very drastic measure in that case.
Your guys' microphone is the laptop microphone and not the microphone.
Hold on. That might make sense.
Because everyone has been pretty quiet.
Yep.
That'd have been our problem the whole time.
Yo. Oh.
Hold on.
hold on a freaking second here.
Fine. Fine, I will.
This is... What the shit? Why is that the out fucking output?
Okay.
You hear me?
Yep. Sounds like you're whispering in my ear.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Anyways, Gummy goes, well, shit.
Saren is just tired.
Pass the mic back and forth. Remember, just hold the thing in the plug. All right. Is this a much better audio quality now, I imagine?
Yes.
Not substantially, but... Okay.
I'm gonna change the
album. Yeah. All right. After this Ant-Man kills him... No, that's copyright. After this ant fella commits... This ant commits fucking seppuku. Saren just kind of facepalms, because this is pretty predictable for the party. For Gummy specifically. But that you still hear that weird kind of screamy siren sound from the anthill.
We are not going to the anthill. This is a terrible idea.
I vote we've lost enough friends, we avoid the anthill.
What about Gummy?
That's probably a smart vote.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're going to have to repeat that.
Yeah.
All right, let's just head towards the city.
All right, everybody is going to need to roll for me a stealth check.
Stealth, okay. 18.
All right. 18's pretty good.
I would hope so.
You're learning!
Bad. All bad. All bad.
Gummy gets a nat 1.
Huh? Am I the only one that's not incompetent?
With this nat 1, Gummy accidentally uses his telepathy to broadcast his thoughts to the entire ant colony.
He has those.
Gummy, do you want to sit down and stop playing with my cats? So Gummy accidentally uses his mind telepathy powers to transmit his whole thoughts to the entire anthill. So what is he thinking?
Well, stop flopping that shit around, bro.
Only 30 feet. But I don't know what. God damn, that ant fucking shoved that spear right through its fucking skull. Jesus Christ, that was crazy, dude. That was crazy. I saw his fucking eyeball pop out. Holy shit. I just wanted to make him think I was God and make him show us where to go, but no. Eyeball had to pop out after stabbing himself in the face.
Thank you for thinking very descriptively.
His voice, I stated this to Campbell before we started, but this is just the voice that I'm choosing. His voice is different for every person.
That's nice.
It's just whatever you're most comfortable with. So when you hear someone say, I am God, it could be someone saying that in your dad's voice.
Oh, God.
You know?
It's like a bird box kind of thing where they just see what they want to see.
Yeah, they see what they want to see.
And killed himself. This is a lot like Bird Box, actually.
This is Gumbox. This is fucking awful. So all of these ants fucking swarm out of this colony. A spear's raised. And they are... They're absolutely horrified looking. They see the body of their friend, and... No, I'm going to go in a different direction with this. They all mindlessly march in unison, pick up the body of their friend, and march right back into that hill.
Are they going to eat?
I feel to get out of here.
Still laying on the ground is the spear. Yeah.
Yomi's sucking that thing up.
Real thanks. Thanks.
Yomi's sucking that thing up.
Yeah. I heard you say that.
Yomi's slurping it up on his little squishy body. His squishy body absorbs the spear. And you won't regret it.
This is the worst euphemism.
Spear getting slurped.
Gummy congeals the spear into his oozy, gross pink flesh mound. Yeah, it's just a basin spear. No. So, nah. This is awful. Alright. Saren, you successfully lead the party around this anthill. That strange sort of siren sound still emanating from deep within the ant colony. And you march on past. About 29 minutes later, you stumble into this giant sort of wood pillar sharpened into stakes and has outward jutting spears along all the walls. And there's a massive gate within this wall ahead of you.
Is there a door?
One second, please. Technical difficulties, because Campbell can't remember how to
fucking... Campbell's fucking stupid. Alright, so... there are these massive gates within this fortress wall. And there's a guard tower, and you see a bow raised, pointed at you. And the voice that is holding that bow says...
Why do you trespass here?
Huh?
Just visiting.
Just saying hi.
What business do you have here?
I have a...
Sightseeing, please.
What fugitives?
Crazy.
I have an aunt that's living here.
Do I hear a voice inside my head?
What?
All this time has made me crazy. You come here to my people's sanctuary. Why? Answers now.
Can it be our sanctuary too, please?
Is there another garden tower?
Yeah.
All right. What's the name?
Jeff.
Seriously?
Jeffon,
stay here and watch these. I will go to the elder.
Yes, Raish. Oh, okay. Who the fuck are you? And, why are you... Does that have wings? Do you have wings?
Don't call me a that.
Are those teeth? You have teeth on you. You are wearing teeth?
You are being incredibly rude by now. Right now,
you stick out the teeth in the mouth, in my little gum teeth mouth, with the eyeballs of the glasses.
I hate gummy smiles so much. It's like it's giant and terrible. Yeah, like that.
Why, whoa! This, are you talking my head? If you want me to, baby? Am I having mental crisis?
Dude, I don't even know what's happening right now. I'll be so honest.
You have to save the situation. Gummy's throwing it all to hell.
We're seeking refuge. Please open the door.
What do we get out of this? We have a good thing going here.
There's some freaky ants out here, man.
Those fucking ants.
Wait, I'm trying to go to the elder.
You're back with the elder now.
What's the elder's name?
The elder.
These trespassers want refuge inside of our sanctuary.
What business? Under what grounds?
I do not know, Elder. That is why I have refuge.
Wait, am I here?
With Elder?
Where
did you bring the Elder?
I brought the Elder.
Okay.
Apparently, I meant to go talk to him.
I'm down here! In Gumwad! Named Gummy! We want to be safe! And not killed! Please.
Yeah, please God, roll something. I don't like this new direction that Gummy's going.
Broken in 20 pieces. It already fucking was!
No.
It's even more pieces now.
God, he's a crackhead coming down off of... You're a crackhead that is currently, like, going through withdrawals.
What, 15?
I got a 15.
Alright, Gummy got a 15 on this persuasion check. The elder looks down sympathetically, sees Gummy's horrible bad tooth smile and says,
"I just don't let me have to look at them, please."
But, Elder, you have never let anyone in before. Why now?
We literally they passed through a couple of days ago. The tall one with the teeth and the pink one.
It is. Why didn't you tell me this?
I hate this so fucking much. The gate fucking opens. Jesus Christ.
Duke and Jordan, you guys could talk too.
Yeah, please, fucking God.
No, Jordan isn't here.
Jordan's not here yet. I don't exist.
Yeah.
Duke, please, you have to do something.
What is happening? I'm so confused, like, genuinely. We're trying to get in, right?
The door fucking just opened!
Okay, let's go in! Let's enter! Jesus, man! You don't need me to be the one to say we enter.
Oh, just like talk.
At least say something.
Do something, man.
Alright. The gates open, and you enter. The gates probably open not like a drawbridge. They probably just open normally, like doors on a hinge. And you see on the inside this beautiful, lush, sort of refuge city. And, along the entrance, there are spikes and mounted there are the heads of various, ants.
Escape those ants. Guys, because they don't like those guys here.
Brought the ants to my city.
They were up.
We didn't bring the ants, but I brought this, and I shoot this. Not shoot, but right. I eject the spear onto the ground beside me.
Vish, are you see? This is a spear of the ants.
Yes, my friend, it is.
Yeah, he kind of killed himself with it.
An ant
defying the colony? This is unheard of.
Well, I kind of made him go insane.
You did what?
Well, I don't really have a mouth. How do you think I'm talking to you guys?
No wonder I thought I was going insane.
I'm in your head. We let you in, so you owe us favor, yes?
Depends on the favor?
Do you think you could do this, mind trick on large scale?
No.
Please?
No.
You got no. What is your plan?
What is my plan?
What is your plan?
Say... Say he drives the whole colony crazy? Then they all killed himself?
You want me to be a brain alarm?
What is a brain alarm?
Like an emergency warning system.
No, I want you to make the ants all kill themselves.
Well, that was like a one-time thing. I don't know if I can do that again.
Have you tried?
Why do they want the ants? Why do you want the ants dead? Just curious.
The fucking ants!
Apologies. Stefan has issues with the ants, but his reasons are not unfounded. They kill our people, they take our land. They consume everything in their path, and make huge colonies under the ground so that we cannot fight them all.
Why don't you guys move?
What's you guys' is, like, original language?
This is our land. It always has been.
We're in America. Everyone's land is no one's land.
Okay.
What is this thing you speak of?
Wait. What's America? I'm a piece of gum!
an intelligence saving throw.
His intelligence is so low that it'll kill him if he fails.
What is happening?
20, baby!
Alright, Gummy, a massive wave of memories crashes back into you of your previous non-gum life. And you remember concepts like America and gum. And you're kind of freaked the fuck out after this one little mishap.
Are you okay?
I almost did the accent. The rest of you are seeing this piece of gum start like boiling, looks like. It's just gyrating horribly.
Gyrating gum.
Is your friend okay?
Fuck if I know, man. I think he's going through some kind of crisis.
Listen, an enemy of the ants is a friend of ours. Feel free to walk around the village and my compatriot here will guide you.
Unless they are moles.
Unless they're... Do they look like moles to you?
You never know. They could be working for the moles.
What, the moles? Oh, goddamn you. Just guide them.
Why do I have to guide them? I always have to guide the outsiders.
I apologize for any... Everything for this episode. I apologize.
Come with me. I lead them to, like, the building where the outsiders are usually housed.
Alright, so you're led to this big dorm building, it looks like, for real life, something to relate to. And there are people of all species. You see a big fly man there. And he bumps into one of you and he says,
Sorry,
I was just trying to get by.
Saren, God, please.
Hi.
Hi.
Duke, please pay attention, bud.
Sorry, bro. This has just been a really confusing and uninteresting section of the game so far. No?
What fucking way do we know?
Oh, okay.
He asked me a question.
Gortvir shoulder checks you.
Fuck you, bitch!
Hold on. Let me see what I can do.
You know what?
I'm gonna cast prestidigitation on you and cause the harmless sensory effect that you have a rock in your shoe.
I cast sacred flame on you.
That's a lot.
That's a lot more.
What does sacred flame do?
I kill him. We're not going to be doing that.
Okay.
Do I notice him casting this spell upon me?
I'm going to say no.
So what if I started flying? Would I notice the shoe sensation?
You have the feeling of the pressure there.
Yeah.
I think that it's even if you don't have shoes on.
Like, watch where you're going, buddy. Buckaroo. I'm flying here. I'm not flying. I just lied to him.
I'm flying here, too.
A doll, a lizard, and a fly.
Yeah, right. But I wasn't moving. I was a stationary object. You bumped into me.
Can we start?
Okay, we're not trying to make enemies on our first day here.
He's the one that enemied at me.
Okay.
First day? You expect to stay... How long do you expect to stay for?
Couple months.
Answer my question.
Couple months.
Man, I don't know. Yeah, couple months.
You expect to stay in my city?
Your boss said we were welcome.
The elder did say you are welcome. All right.
Jafar.
Have you guys seen one of my clients? And
yeah,
he holds up...
now, bitch.
Okay, this is so chaotic with everybody in person. I apologize for the decreased quality in my gaming capability. I am so god awful at this. It's a lot to manage. I will be honest. No. All right. So, Gortfear shoulder checks, Saren on accident. Blah, blah, blah. Dolly bickers with the Elder. Or not with the Elder, with Raish. And everybody's cool now. You are led.
What does Gortvir do?
What? I think Gortvir casts a spell in your shoe, and then you don't even notice. And he just. So you get the impression that he got over it. But Gortvir's holding a grudge.
Right. That lasts an hour, by the way.
Bumping into me? Now?
No, the thing in the shoe.
Alright, you're all led to your quarters by Raish, and you are just kind of led into your bunks for the night. Gummy is bunking with Saren. How does that situation work?
He's probably just in the room with him. Does Gummy really need a bed?
Wait. Alright, so... Anyway, the night passes, and it is now the next day, and Saren and Gummy, I imagine you two are wanting to not be in this village anymore. Saren probably more than Gummy. Gummy's not doing much of anything right now. Gummy's in kind of a catatonic state. Gummy's going through a midlife crisis, and yeah.
It'd be really funny if this was the middle of your life.
Oh, yeah, wait.
What is the lifespan of a gum?
I'll look at the half-life of gum.
That's fair. Look, the gum half-life. Right. Anyway. Raish, what's normally the procedure when refugees come in?
I assume we would probably have, they would probably have access to, you think there'd be a soup kitchen or something type of deal? There probably would be something like that. Are they?
The cookout?
Probably just. Or do you think we'd have a? Do you think the whole lizard folk
here before?
Yes, they have.
Through.
They've passed through. They didn't really stay. They just kind of harbored shelter for a night, and then they passed on through.
Can I ask them why they would stay in this god awful place?
All right, princess. Prince. I kind of Dolly being a sassy bitch. She was literally raised royalty.
She's a princess. Wait, why am I getting the microphone? I'm not. Am I here?
Asking him.
Who are you asking?
Yummy.
Saren? You're peeking.
What do you want, bitch? I thought she said she was asking Gummy.
She's both of you. Gummy does not answer.
What was the question?
Why were you here? This place sucks.
Well, it's like we gotta come here to get to in the house. It's like a stop-off point. It's like nobody wants to be at LAX, but they have to go there anyways for some, like, throw away over.
Of course, Dolly would get the LAX fucking reference. Alright. So, you meet once again with Raish. He comes to you in the morning, and he directs you to their sort of communal food area.
What do you think we'd eat?
Fuck if I know, dude. You're a lizard.
We really should not be feeding Gortvir bugs.
Well, he finds a way.
You know, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you should.
Probably to avoid going out.
He definitely eats bugs. He just doesn't eat other flies.
Okay, then probably like something like cricket or something like that.
Cricket.
Fucking. This is dark. I don't want to get
That's
into
it. That's what I'm saying. Don't eat other mammals.
We're probably like mostly.
They're a vegan community. No,
I'm sure it's probably like, or probably we probably just haven't had a chance to hunt that day, so it's probably like, I doubt we've had time to hunt this morning, so I'm sure it's like a salad or something. It's like it's like stuff we can like, it's foraged food.
It's foraged in the fires of the
Mount Doom.
So you eat the evil salad and
evil salad.
All right. So now you are well fed and long rested. Everybody, mark a long rest. If that wasn't clear,
mark a long rest.
Oh.
Okay. Duke, you look like you're annoyed to be here.
I'm just tired.
Wake up! No, wake up! Isn't it like what time? Isn't it like 6 o'clock there?
It's like 7.
All right. Well, it's 10 here, motherfucker.
And we're doing fine.
All right.
It's 7 yeah, here in Texas.
Here in they're in Texas.
Yes.
In Ark. Are you naming the time zones where it's 7 o'clock right now? Why do you know those off the top of your head? All right.
This is your food for the morning. If you plan to stay here longer, the menu will change. It will change around time for dinner.
Cool. Thanks.
You are free to move about out the city unless the building is marked. such as the temple.
Thank you. Okay, Gummy. Are you still sentient or insentient?
How you doing, bud?
Fuck. Gummy's in a dark place. All right. All right. So you are then after breakfast, you are sort of just kind of lounging around your dorm area. And then that fly guy walks back in, going like on his way to his bunk. And then he is shoulder checked by Saren this time.
Purpose?
On purpose, I imagine.
Oops. Mm-hmm. My bad. Look, man, I didn't see you there. You're a little small.
Wow. Sir. That's racist, man.
Is it racist? Is your size based off of your race? It probably
it is.
It is. Okay. Maybe it's just a true fact. Hmm? You know, statistically,
flies are shown to be much smaller than most other creatures.
And despite making up only 10% of the fairies, your kind make up for 60% of all the
kind. My, you're saying my kind?
Your kind.
My kind, huh?
And then he like just disregards Saren and starts looking at the other two people.
I would like to punch him. I would like to punch him. Gavin, can I punch him?
I would like to punch him. Oh no, I'm strike. Go for it.
Fuck, 11.
No, that doesn't hit.
Alright. That does not hit, no.
I'm gonna bite you.
Oh my fucking god!
Holy shit, no!
Oh shit.
That's a 16.
Fuck, you hit.
Jordan, are you going for a drink, bud?
Jordan, are you trying to turn him?
Now I get 5 temporary hit points.
Are you? How does it work with vampirism?
You don't really convert people, that you just make them feel bad.
Okay.
Sorry. I'd like to punch him again.
Okay.
Yummy, your friend is being attacked.
18?
Does it an 18 hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, an 18 hits.
I do 0 bludgeoning damage, though. I just want you to know this.
Okay. This is not going to go anywhere.
You hit me first.
I didn't hit you, I bit you. There's a difference.
You hurt me first.
Okay. Anyway. And he holds up the flyer that he tried to show you guys earlier, but you just walked away from him while he was holding it up. Have you seen this guy? And he points to it, and it's a picture of an ant.
They all look the same.
No, they don't.
They all look the same.
What do you have against bugs, man?
You know, statistics show...
Statistics show whatever.
Hello? Is the mic working?
Yo, what's up, bud?
Okay, cool. Gummy doesn't do shit. There you go.
Hey, all that for that.
So, like, can I, like, use my, like, magic spell? What is it?
What spell are you trying to use?
Prestidigitation.
Yeah, prestidigitation.
Can I, like, make sparks fly or something to, like, you know, cool, like, stop you two? Because, oh my god.
it's prestidigitation. Yeah, what do you want it to look like? Like money?
Can I do, like, just glitter that puffs between them? I feel like that could be a good distraction.
Alright, a cloud of glitter explodes between Saren and Gortvir.
I feel like we just got here. We don't need to make enemies. Gortvir, that was your name, yes?
Yeah.
Instead of fighting, how about we not do that? And you two can, like, I don't know, make amends or something. We just got here.
What's weird is that you notice that he actually has a name tag that says Gortvir, because he never told you his name.
No, he told me his name earlier.
Bumped into him.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first time.
Yeah, so if you have any information on this guy...
There's an ant colony over that way, bud.
Stefan? Yeah, but I don't know if he belongs to that ant colony.
You could just raise the entire thing, and then you'll be...
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
I'm trying to be friendly here, and you're trying to be
incredibly aggressive.
And you're being bug racist, man.
Is Saren bug racist?
No, they are not bug racist.
Okay, so if you see this guy, let me or the BSG know, and
the DSG,
the BSG,
BSG.
Yeah.
What does that stand for?
Business Solutions Group LLC.
Oh, I forgot he's a hitman.
No, I'm a lawyer.
Who are you talking to?
That ladybug.
That's the fucking ladybug.
It's the ladybug. You notice that the ladybug now has some green sort of armor on, like Raish has.
Mm.
Is this?
He walks by you, Raish, and he says, "Oh, what's up?"
Who?
The ladybug.
What? Do I know their name?
No.
Hi. Do I know you?
Oh, you! And then he keeps walking.
Goal.
What is your goal? Tell me.
No idea.
Okay. So we're getting to that right now, I think. So. So you know, Gortvir, that Business Solutions Group Limited LLC, Incorporated Inc. Company Co.
Not Co. That's the enemy.
That's the enemy. Yeah.
No shit, dude. I'm adding redundant add-ons. You know that they are looking for new hires.
Oh my god, is he a headhunter?
Are we becoming hitmen?
No.
So,
what do you guys do?
I'm a recently. I don't know.
Recently unemployed.
I travel a lot. I probably know the lay of the land the best.
Would you call yourself adventurers?
Oh yeah, I guess I didn't introduce myself.
My name is
Dolly P. No relation to anybody in Pocket Paladins.
Okay.
sounds believable.
I believe you.
Sounds believable.
I don't know what I am anymore.
Okay. Well, I'm Gortvir.
Gortvir, that voice was in your head. That voice was in your head?
I'm used to it. I also have psychic voice powers.
Oh.
Oh, we're singing voice friends.
Oh, wait, so you're buddies.
Yeah.
All right. You know who Raish is. You're staying in his village. Saren, are you going to fucking introduce yourself?
I did already.
Yeah, he...
You did earlier, yeah.
God, wow, bro.
Yeah,
the
here.
Fuck?
So.
I thought I would be on duty.
I don't know, man.
There is this law firm that I work for.
Yeah.
And this law firm, we are running low on workers.
Hey, why did
you say
quotations?
Murder is against the law?
Why'd you do quotation marks?
I didn't.
Said the ladybug.
I didn't.
When you say murder is against the law, not that I have done any of those.
It depends.
Okay.
What is a law firm?
What
is a law firm?
It's like a law place.
I know what laws are.
It's where the law works.
I know what laws are. We have them. I enforce them. What is a law firm?
It's police. I work there.
He pays the money.
How much you getting paid? I recently
it's a lawyer house. Well, we get paid on commission. So if you put in the work, you get the money.
Okay. And but if you bring in more people, does that give you money too?
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. This law firm is a fucking pyramid scheme.
No. Okay, but if you guys if you guys give me a cut, then that really helps me out because then I get to give the guy who hired me a cut.
Yeah.
Different
than
if you
really want to help you out yet.
It's like a triangle instead.
Okay. But.
So
you see.
Is it a pyramid scheme or is it a ziggurat scheme? What are we looking at?
Okay, no, so. Say one guy hires two guys and then those guys hire three more guys. And then you see it's sort of in this sort of top-down, widening as it goes down shape. If only there were a word for what that is.
You see, business grows exponentially as we move on. It's a pizza slice.
It's a pizza scheme.
You could say there's right multiple now. Levels to this.
Okay.
And right now, because law is a dangerous career, there's been a lot of openings in high positions.
It sounds really safe for us.
Can we go somewhere away from the cop? So I can actually tell you what we're doing.
You know, why has Campbell played two policemen?
If Rage dies, am I going to be forced into more law enforcement, Gavin? Shut
up.
This is
your choice to be law enforcement. Gavin made me law enforcement.
No, the fuck I didn't. I made you a tower guard.
You don't have to be like, super stick-up.
Be a dirty cop. It's like America.
Hey, cop guy. I still don't know what
this place is. Dirty cops are fun.
Are you still a fucking ladybug?
Hey, Rash.
Rash. Yo, Rash.
Rash.
Yo, Rash, bro.
Rash.
That is not my name.
What
my
is
name
it?
Is Raish.
Okay. Raish. Are you a narc?
I do not know what this word means.
Narcotic?
I think he might be too stupid to narc.
You do a drug?
Okay, are you going to snitch?
I am not a snitch.
Are you a tattletale?
Are you cool?
You cool?
Do you take money from illegal participants?
I don't know if I'd say illegal.
Illegal. You are in my land. You are guests in my home.
So do we have to pay you now? Now I am so confused.
Yes.
Do you take commissions?
So let me mediate here. Hi, Ladybug. He goes around and shakes all your hands. So say they were to commit a large amount of crimes. Would you report them to a law enforcement agency?
I would have to.
Okay, I say we did.
Okay, so I say we kill this guy.
Wait, who are you?
Just re-roll the character.
I feel like Saren like knows exactly what Gorvir is going on about. You're not talking. No sound.
The mute button was pressed. Did you hear the gummy blast?
No.
Oh, well, Gummy said gummy blast at the cop after the ladybug said gummy blast.
I don't
blast.
Think shooting the cop is the plan wait, that I would like to go along with.
Private? Like, let's invite the cop to a dark alley. You're
disadvantaged, bitch. Not fucking one. You blast yourself somehow. I don't fucking know, but you do it.
How has Eric rolled 2 nat 1s and a nat 20?
I know.
I would say...
Jordan, what the fuck are you doing?
He's running off my plant.
Okay.
Okay. You get disadvantage again.
Any better? So what does a 3 give me?
No, it doesn't hit you. It kind of just like hits the wall, and then the blast kind of like slowly inches back into your mass.
Okay.
Gummy takes a shit ass of damage.
What do you see on my screen?
Even
so black. after
all
the lady.
There's like a faint your face there.
Yeah, I see like a...
Okay, anyway, after, Gummy...
Oh,
fucking
scary.
Jesus. After the ladybug said, we should kill this guy, Gummy said, Gummy blast. He then got a nat 1, blasted himself, missed again. And now, Raish, you are just kind of confused. What happened?
Did you just try to attack me in my home?
It was a prank. He doesn't really know what he's doing. Just cut him some slack.
My psyche is broken into 200 million pieces.
He's unstable.
That guy's weird.
You okay, Gummy?
I'm gonna go...
I feel like you've been a little different recently.
I have memories of... a different version of myself that was not so small.
Sounds tough, bud. You need help?
I just want to go back to when I was a happy crackhead.
Can we, like, give him amnesia or something? I don't even know how to help this guy.
I'm going to cast calm emotions on him.
Do it, dude.
I cast it.
I'm not gonna defend myself.
You chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
That's cool. Whoa.
It's like you're on some downers.
Whoa, dude.
Feeling a little better.
Ignoring everything that just transpired a moment ago, can we go somewhere more private than the middle of the street to talk about this law firm?
Yeah, this law firm.
Right. So, Gordy, you lead them to wherever you go to conduct your business.
All right.
Keep working with the law.
And then...
Don't be a narc, dude.
Be a dick.
Is the cop still with us?
No, the cop is... Because you keep... You fucking chose! You chose to be a cop this time.
Literally,
he wanted you to be a... Wanted you to be a...
Uh-oh. Audio bad again.
You chose to be a... You chose to be a... You...
All right. Anyway, I apologize about the loudness. Gordy, where do you lead them?
Gortvir is going to stick out his hand on the side of the road to make a thumbs up.
All hitchhiking together?
And.
A Playmobil blue plastic car materializes in the distance, slowly rolls up to you, and you see that there is no driver and no passengers.
Come on, get in.
You know, okay, I'm not really doing much else.
Drive.
What?
I mean, you just chillax in the
back. Yeah, that's a pretty cool effect.
All right. Gordvir, they all hop in.
All right. And I'm going to drive them to... Just a second. I'm going to drive them to the BSG headquarters.
All right. Describe this, this
line picture.
Audio bad. I think it unplugged or something. It definitely switched though. Oh no, it's back. It was weird though. It like went really quiet for a second.
Is it back now?
But this place, it looks like you know those like new McDonald's.
Oh, like the shitty bad ones.
Yeah, like the shitty, like all gray and like beige and brown.
Like corporate gray. Yeah.
It's like that, but tall and made out of Legos.
Okay, that's
gray really Legos. Good.
Like the fucking business tower from the Lego movie?
I don't know what the business tower looks like.
Just a big tower.
It's just a big tower, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much then, I guess.
All right.
Okay. So, you guys interested in getting a job?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. I'd like a little. I'd like a few more details.
Yeah. Maybe. What's the job? Yeah.
The cop's not here.
The cop's not here. We did leave him in the dust.
So what is the actual job? Oh,
I don't worry about the moral repercussions. Nobody who we're looking for has clean hands. We make sure of it.
Okay.
Wait, yeah. So you like? Can you stick them into like?
Make them. What do you mean, you make sure of it? You make them commit crimes and then you kill them?
They just make sure that they're only killing bad people, obviously.
So, yeah, okay.
Sometimes that means we have to put a little bit on people's hands, but, you know.
You see the ladybug step out of the back.
How is he here?
And he says, wait, so it's like a Dexter thing?
Gummy, I'm going kill this fucking bug.
Gummy, kill this guy.
I kill him all. Yes.
Gummy, kill this motherfucker.
The DMPC ladybug just spreads his wings and flies away before you can even attack.
Good. Do we have any anti-aircraft guns?
Do what?
Nothing.
Alright. You're at the BSG. Dolly, what do you think about killing people for money?
I'll be honest. Dolly is not very strong and doesn't have a lot of experience in anything. But... You know, she's lived the good and clean and proper life, so she's open to the idea.
Okay, you then see a ladybug step out of the BSG wearing a nice tie, very similar in appearance to Gortvir's. And he says, what if we give you a gun?
Okay.
Who are you?
Well, more as a business expense.
Do I have to pay for it?
No, we supply it to you. If you kill people for us. For business.
Is this like, you know how the mob, like...
you're going to have to say a little more than that.
A favor and you get stuck in it forever.
Well, I mean, you can't resign.
So it is like the mob.
I don't know what that... That's a bit dirty. This is a business.
We're organized.
Organized crime. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're organized in a... We deal in shape. We're a shape.
Like a pyramid?
Like a triangular shape.
The pay and what's the job like?
No, don't tell me. It's all commission. It's all based on commission.
I don't have a lot of experience in this type of business. Does Saren or Gavin know anything about it?
What does Gortvir get for bringing us in?
Does he get like a little bonus?
I'm not at liberty to discuss my my associates.
Gortvir, what do you get for bringing us in? Do you get a little bonus? Asking you as a new friend.
As a best friend.
Well, I mean, as a friend. Yeah, I get a little bonus.
I love how when what's her name again? Dolly? Says something, you believe her.
Yeah, because like the thing is, I tried to resist her lies like 4 times as Keith. I've just given up. Like whenever she says something, I just go with it now.
I don't know what you're telling me. Nothing. Anyways, what memories does Gummy get?
So Gummy remembers things like being Bees. Gigantic and sort of wearing these blackened robes and something about lots of red.
That's it?
He also remembers America, the country.
So he remembers being in a cult and America. It's a fucking cult. I don't know. I wasn't told my backstory. All I know is that I'm a piece of gum that has... No, I kind of did. But, Gummy... What? Oh, I was going to see if I knew what, like, a mob was. That's why I wanted to know what my memory was. Anyways.
It's true, though. Like, nobody has been able to tell that I'm lying every time I lie.
Dolly is in, like, fucking wildly charismatic. I think it's more the intimidation of, like, the... She just exudes rich white girl privilege. And it's kind of, hard to not believe her, I guess. It's hard to challenge, man. That's why classism exists. Fuck if I know, that's not what we're doing right now. Oh, in the movie. Yeah, okay. So, Gordy, what do you say? You think they're ready to sign up? Do they know what they're getting themselves into?
You said you've never held a gun, right?
No, I don't have a lot of experience in those things.
Fairy, you?
Call me by my name.
Saren.
Yes.
You?
What?
Do you know how to hold a gun?
I don't usually use guns, but I have before.
You know, what's your deal?
I nuke people.
That's cool. That works.
With my magical abilities. I'm a magician.
Okay. I will say our comrade Gummy is very experienced in killing people.
Okay.
I say that very quietly though.
While we find sort of magical deaths a bit messy, we are open. This is an accepting community that we have here.
Can you kill me?
Can we kill you?
He didn't mean that. Ignore him.
Oh. He was just joking.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Okay. He hands you a gun, Dolly. He's holding a gun out. That's good. Cool.
Okay, I'm gonna put it in my little satchel.
She puts it in her fucking handbag.
You know what? Good enough.
Gortvir, here's your bonus. He gives you a slightly larger gun.
Thank you.
All right. Saren, I believe that was your name.
Yeah.
He holds a gun out to you.
Okay. I'll take the gun and clip it onto my tooth belt.
Guns and teeth, baby. All right. He doesn't have arms. How do I? He sort of like holds it out in two fingers and like Gummy makes an arm and grabs the gun. Okay, you two make sure he you know.
Oh, there's no controlling him. I mean, you should have known that before you hired us on. Anyways, what's the job?
Well, the jobs come in monthly. And, well, Gortvir here will be, let's say, your handler. He will take care of all of that. But if you need me, you know where the BSG is.
So you hired us without having us a job for us?
Well, I have a job, but Gortvir already has all the details.
Okay.
This is awkward. I would like to leave.
Do you think a group of this size is a little bit excessive?
Well, you see, it's... You're all co-workers, you see.
But for one job, we all need to work on one job.
Well, you can sublet. You can go into different jobs. You don't all have to work on the same one.
Also, did I notice that you pay your employees by giving them a bigger gun? Because if so, I want to be paid as soon as possible.
Well, you see, the bonuses are upgrades in equipment, let's say, for the tools of the trade.
I'm going to go hire so many people. You're not even going to believe how many people I'm going to get applying for your firm. I'm going to have every single gun you own by the end of the month.
Ah, that's what I like to see, an eager young employee. And by the looks of it, you are very young, like sort of newbornish.
You really should start doing background checks on your employees. I am going to be a monster for your PR team.
Well, just do show restraint when conducting business.
No, I will not.
Oh. And with that, I think I'm going to end today's session.
This fucking place.
Yes.
Go yeah. To sleep.
That's not usually how we end.
That was like meeting.
We ended in weird fucking places.
Yeah. We end it where we feel is right. This was the end of a conversation. You know what you're going to do next session. It's a good ending place. Fucking God, man. I'm sorry that this episode just... I apologize for the sucking of shit that this episode does. Alright, goodbye guys. We'll see you next week.